This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a podcast edition of Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. In Melbourne, you can tune in on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. on 94.9 FM, or online at joy.org.au/listen-live. For more information, visit joy.org.au/globalsounds.
The South African Zulu Choir are coming to Australia. They'll be performing at St Kilda Town Hall Saturday the 29th of August at 7:30 and the Robert Blackwood Hall at Monash University on Sunday the 30th of August at 2 p.m. Making the 10,000 kilometre journey, the South African Zulu Choir will bring their music to Australians of all ages during a 3-week tour in August and September, as I mentioned, and they will include Victoria, New South Wales, ACT and Western Australia. This incredible choir will take audiences on a musical journey of perseverance, hope and inspiration. They will tell the story of South Africa through a wide variety of musical styles, including traditional Zulu, township jive, songs from the apartheid era, modern gospel, R&B, soul and much more. They're coming to Australia as part of Collaboration 4, Change, which is C4C, which is a global movement that is creating positive social change through music. C4C was conceived by two young people from opposite sides of the world, Nick McKay from Australia and Dawn Mochwa. Is that right?
Nochwa
from South Africa. And we're privileged to have both of them with us tonight. Welcome to Global Sounds on Joy 94.9.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for having us.
Dawn, can you tell us a little bit about your background, please?
I was born in South Africa in Durban, which is a city within KwaZulu-Natal, just on the coast of Durban. Grew up there all my life. First came to Australia just in November last year.
Right.
Though I've been told that my accent is changing slightly and I'm starting to sound Australian, which is a bit scary. But
scary for who?
Well,
scary for all of
my mother, I think. She barely recognizes my voice when I speak to her. But yeah, I was introduced to Nick and a couple of other Australians in 2005.
Right.
That's all, yeah.
And Nick, what about you? What's your background?
My background is that I was born here in Melbourne. In 2003, I co-founded a youth-run organisation called the Oak Tree Foundation.
Right.
And we did a lot of work in South Africa in particular, supporting educational programs for young people. And that was how we first met Dawn. Dawn was the inaugural director of Oak Tree in South Africa.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was... sort of my background really stems from there and getting involved in social development work and being a part of social change and then through Oak Tree initially seeing, I guess, the role that music can play within social change. And that forms in many ways the inspiration for the Collaboration for Change project, which we ran in South Africa last year and are now bringing to Australia this year with the tour by the South African Zulu Choir.
And Dawn, what's your involvement with the choir?
In this tour, I'm going to be singing with them as well.
Okay.
But this choir has been formed specially for this project. So some of the members at home, we're in the same choir together and we sing at church together. But they are also different people that we've brought together from different backgrounds for the purposes of the project. So that's the greatest relation I have, I think, to people within the team are my cousins. So, yeah.
And Nick, your involvement with the choir?
Well, I do sing a little bit, and I also rap, but I'm going to save audiences from that on this tour. Dawn and I have basically just been involved in putting the project together and organising it, making it happen. But I promise that I'll stay off stage for this tour.
And can you tell us a bit more about the choir? How many people?
The choir is an 18-piece choir members, all who come from. The same community or the same area within Durban, but from different backgrounds. So you have the choir ranging from ages 20. The average age, I think, at least 60% of them are around about the ages between 20 and 25. And there's about just a couple of them who are 32 years old. Most of them are at uni or have just finished high school. You have one of them who is a doctor. practices in the community where he grew up.
Mm. Yep. They've appeared in Australia before, haven't they?
Not this specific group. Mm. In 2007, through the Oak Tree Foundation, we brought a Zulu choir called Connections, and they did a tour back in 2007, which was a great success. We wanted to give an opportunity to another group of South Africans this time, so it's a different choir. But as Dawn mentioned, they come from a very similar area. And I think they're also a great example, this choir, the South African Zulu Choir, about... Sort of young South Africans and young modern day South Africans. You know, as Dawn mentioned there, many of them are educated, have received high school or university education, but they're all choosing in their own way to give back to their communities and to their country, and I think by extension to the world. And so that's much of the motivation for many of them coming on this tour, is a chance to tell their stories, to tell the story of South Africa, and to really connect with Australians and the world more generally.
Have any of them travelled outside of South Africa before?
One.
Yeah. So it'll be an experience for them.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. We're preparing them for the 14-hour plane flight.
We're talking to Nick and Don this evening on Joy 94.9 about the South African Zulu Choir. We're going to have a track that Nick brought them. We don't know anything about the track. So, Nick, can you describe the track just a little bit?
I certainly can. This is a track called Stand As One. It was recorded as part of the first version of the Collaboration for Change project, which we ran in South Africa last year in partnership with Nelson Mandela's 46664. And it features five of really the biggest artists in South Africa from a whole lot of different genres. So it's a sort of a great example of modern South African music and the blend and difference of styles.
Well, let's have a listen. And we're going to continue our interview with Nick and Don very shortly. This is Joy 94.9.
Shoba futhi noma ngabe yini niyenza ngicela ukuthi niyithande niyinakekele niyihloniphe ayoba.
And it's a track from South Africa called Stenders One. One of the voices was Don Lachua,
yeah.
Who we are talking to as well. We're also speaking to Nick about the South African Zulu Choir coming to Australia.
They're probably here at the moment, aren't they?
Haven't they arrived yet?
They haven't. They're arriving on Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday night.
Yeah. I hope they're not here. Because we're not there to collect them.
They'll be appearing at the St Kilda Town Hall Saturday 29th of August and the Robert Blackwood Hall at Monash University on Sunday the 30th of August. Now, what can we expect Dawn to see on stage with this choir?
A lot of excitement and a lot of life and energy on the show. A lot of inspirational music and inspirational messages being brought across. The guys, just characters by nature, are overflowing, and you can actually see that as they do their different performances. And stylistically, in terms of the music, you will literally get a taste of South Africa. Nelson Mandela has coined us as the Rainbow Nation.
Yes,
and so
yes,
the rendition of the songs is true to that. It shows the different genres of music that South Africa listens to. And it starts from the beginning, before there was any colonization in South Africa, the actual ethnic South African music, to then what kind of European sounds did South Africa pick up and when, and what kind of influence did that have, to when did we pick up jazz, and we termed and we changed it to jive, I think, and to where music South Africa, where South African music is at the moment.
Right. And Nick, maybe you can tell us something of where the profits or the money from the entrance goes to.
Sure, yeah. Well, Collaboration for Change is a non-profit initiative, and as you said, the purpose of it is to create positive social change using music. So that's exactly what we want to do on this tour, and use this tour by the choir and the concerts and all of the profits raised from that to create positive change. In particular, the profits are going to be going into two projects back in South Africa, both of which provide educational opportunities for young South Africans. The first one is called GOLD, which stands for Generation of Leaders Discovered, and it's a peer-to-peer education program surrounding issues like HIV and AIDS awareness. And the other one is called Values for Life, which is a project that we're overseeing ourselves, which is providing basic values education within high schools with a particular musical element to it, which is a part of the work that we do. So that's where all the profits will be going.
Oh, that's good. And they're mainly an a cappella group, are they? Or do they perform with instruments as well, Dawn?
It's a four-piece band. We have a lead guitarist, a drummer, keyboards and a bass guitar, and the sections, as I've said, as they tell the story, it changes. So when it starts in the beginning, it just has the traditional African drum, right. And then as the different sounds entered South Africa, you then get the introduction of the acoustic guitar and so forth until the full band is actually on stage and you have modern day South African music.
Sounds fascinating.
Fascinating.
It's very well. And who put together the program, the repertoire? Who decided on that?
Oh, we did pretty much.
Yeah.
we just decided that we wanted to really, I mean, South Africa has an incredible story and incredible music that accompanies that story. Yeah. And so we thought this was a great opportunity to be able to showcase that and tell the story of South Africa, which is, you know, one of triumph over such adversity and ultimately at the end of the day, incredibly inspiring. And I guess that was the motivation for putting together the show, and we hope that people that come along will be inspired. And, you know, there are Australians who have their own challenges and their own issues at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been a very hard year and a hard couple of years for many people, but we want this to be a really inspiring and uplifting experience.
Are you planning to do the reverse and taking some Australians to South Africa?
Well, I mean, that would be great. Actually, while the choir is here, they're going to be collaborating with a couple of Australian artists. They're going to be recording a collaborative song with the rock band Evermore on Monday, immediately after they arrive. And there's another possible collaboration with an Afro-hip-hop group called Diafrix.
We know them. We've played them.
Oh, great. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. So on Thursday of next week, the Diafrix boys are really keen to do a collaboration.
Yes.
So that's the sort of beginnings of it. And we're actually looking next year to put together a fully collaborative album with a whole lot of different Australian artists from different backgrounds and the whole thing. And it'd be great to be able to then eventually take Australian music and all that Australian music has to offer in all its diversity to South Africa as well.
Exactly.
We'd love to do that.
Oh, that would be great. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both very much for coming in, Nick and Dawn. And I'll just reiterate the dates for the South African Zulu Choir. St Kilda Town Hall, 7:30, Saturday the 29th of August. And the Robert Blackwood Hall at Monash Uni, 2 p.m, Sunday the 30th of August. And you can also catch them, if you're out that way, in the Wendawi Centre for Performing Arts in Ballarat, 7:30 the 31st. The Ararat Performing Arts Centre at Ararat, 7:30 on the 1st of September, and Sacred Hearts Cathedral in Bendigo at 7:30 on the 2nd of September. Yeah. You're going to be very busy.
We sure are, absolutely. Yeah, and if people want to buy tickets or get more information on the project, they just need to go to the website, which is www.collaborationforchange.com. That's the number four, not the word four, collaborationforchange.com, or they can just Google South African Zulu Choir and there'll be plenty that comes up.
Or Ticketmaster, even.
Oh, yeah, Ticketmaster for the St Kilda show, absolutely. Yeah, right.
And you can ring the session 96992949, and we have the information here as well. Thank you for coming in.
Our pleasure. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
And Dawn, could you say something to our listeners in Zulu, to the Joy listeners?
Singathokoza kakhulu ukuthi nize nizosibukela. Sizojabula kakhulu njengoba uMama Miriam Makeba esho ethi igqirha lendlela ngonkonkothwane.
I got the Miriam McCabe and the click. Could you translate?
We're looking forward to all Australians coming to our show. It is our pleasure and our honour to perform for you. We trust that you would enjoy our shows and hear the music from the likes of Miriam Makeba.
Thank you very much, Nick and Dawn.
Thank you for coming in.
This is a podcast edition of Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. In Melbourne, you can tune in on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. on 94.9 FM or online at joy.org.au/listen-live. For more information, visit joy.org.au/global-sounds.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.